This is Ozarks at Large. There are environmentally concerned organizations in the region paying attention to federal regulatory rules and changes during the pandemic. Recently, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich stopped by the Illinois River Watershed Partnership in Cave Springs to check in on that group.
Nicole Hardiman, director of the Illinois River Watershed Partnership, had agreed to meet up on the nonprofit's 30-acre sanctuary across from headquarters until a thunderstorm struck. Instead, she settled into the conference room to talk first about her mission.
Our mission is to improve the integrity of the Illinois River through public education, community outreach, and implementation of conservation and restoration projects. So it is our goal to take our stakeholders, landowners, members of the public from uneducated and aware to implementation and action.
And second, how is her 15-year-old nonprofit faring during a global pandemic?
Spring and fall are our busiest times of year, and we do have a number of public-facing programs. We have our field tours and workshops for our landowners and stakeholders. We do one-on-one consultations with folks that live in the watershed. And in the era of COVID-19, all of that's kind of been put on hold.
This season, the organization's offering virtual workshops until they decide to safely reopen to the public.
Six best management practices that we advocate for. So commercial low impact development, what a business owner can do to mitigate stormwater impact, all the way to rotational grazing practices for our farmers.
Illinois River Watershed Partnership's Online Learning Center also features a youth education page for teachers and parents suitable for children who are distance learning.
So you can find educational YouTube videos that really focus on water quality, the natural world, human impact to water quality in the natural world. So there will be a learning module, but then we also have activities to kind of substantiate the concepts in the videos. We have also sent out to some of our local teachers that we regularly partner with a complete learning module with the hope that they'll incorporate that into their curriculum for this springtime learning session at home.
Hardiman says the public is welcome to visit the watershed sanctuary if they practice social distancing.
And it really embodies some of those concepts that we're trying to teach. So the importance of forests and native ecosystems for water quality. We have the stream and cave spring there that contains threatened and endangered species. So the importance of clean water to protect those species, not only on our property, but throughout the entire watershed.
During the pandemic, Hardiman says she and staff have been monitoring recent sweeping deregulation of historic environmental laws by the Trump administration. One is the 50-year-old National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA for short, passed in 1970. It provides transparency as well as broad public input on the impact to air, water, land, and wildlife by proposed mining, drilling, and logging permits on public lands, as well as construction of new dams, highways, utility right-of-ways, and pipelines. Opponents characterize it as the largest rollback in history of federal protection of the environment. The Trump administration is expected to finalize the change this summer.
The public needs to be able to provide guidance. There are experts out there that haven't been heard from in some of these permitting processes, and that is an important step in the law. EPA is a complicated place, and it can be a bureaucracy, and can it be more efficient as the Trump administration wants it to be? Probably, yes. But we do want to make sure that the law, as intended, fulfills its purpose in protecting waters and the air in the United States.
Another concern, Hardiman says, is proposed changes by the Trump administration to the Federal Clean Water Rule. Established during the Obama administration in 2015, the Clean Water Rule enabled EPA, as well as the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, to clarify protective water resource management under the provision of the Clean Water Act of 1972.
Intermittent streams are no longer considered regulated water bodies, some wetlands, and in particular, groundwater. So in Northwest Arkansas and across all of North Arkansas, you can think of watersheds as almost three-dimensional systems. They're not just two-dimensional length and width of a stream or a creek. We have lots of caves, lots of underground water sources. And in Northwest Arkansas, we have the headwaters of most of our watersheds are located in Northwest Arkansas. So many of those streams that don't regularly have water in them will no longer be considered regulated water bodies.
On the Ozarks are numerous seasonal ephemeral tributaries, categorized as losing streams, where fresh water trickles through gravel or bedrock, recharging water tables and aquifers, water which can reemerge in certain karst terrain as springs. Such waterways no longer warrant federal protection from industrial or agricultural pollution. The final Clean Water Rule, redefining the waters of the United States under the Clean Water Act, was published the day before Earth Day, April 21st. On May 5th, attorneys general from 17 states, not including Arkansas, filed a complaint for declaratory and injunctive relief in a U.S. district court in California, challenging the rule. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.